Hi, and welcome to today's broadcast of It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday, September the 16th of 2015. I pray that your week has gone by very well and that the remainder of your week will continue to be blessed as well. Before we begin today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to my new website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, you can view previous ministry broadcasts as well as get books for your entire family. And also, if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so by clicking on the donate button on the website. Again, that is www.klrichministries.com. Okay, you have several options to be able to listen to these broadcasts. You can go on my website and click on the ministry broadcast tab, and you can listen to previous ministry broadcasts, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com / it is finished. Now, I'm making some adjustments, and I might be switching to a different online broadcasting, so we're going to just see about that, and I will keep you updated on that. If you're not following me on Facebook, please do so up under KL Rich Ministries. Again, that's on Facebook under KL Rich Ministries, and you can also watch other videos that I have posted throughout this year and last year as well up under Evangelist KL Rich on YouTube. So you can go to my website and actually click on the YouTube button, or you can just go directly to YouTube and again type in Evangelist KL Rich. All right, we have a ton of headlines today, but before we begin, I would like for us to keep in prayer all those who are being persecuted for the sake of Christ, including those in the United States. And we want to keep them lifted up. We still have Pastor Saeed, who's in Iranian prison, along with three other Americans. Let's keep him lifted up in prayer. We also have those who are being persecuted by Boko Haram and ISIS and different terrorist organizations. And we want to also remember them as well. And then we here in the United States, we have just recently Kim Davis, who had been thrown in jail just because she was standing up for her beliefs. And so, people probably thought, oh, that would never happen in the United States. Well, it has happened in the United States, and it's going to happen again. That's just the beginning of what's going to take place in this nation, because we have a wicked government. We have an increasingly wicked nation, and that don't want to hear about God. But then there are some that God has given his ear to that are listening to his voice. And so there are some, and there are souls that still needs to be saved. And so we want to pray for them, keep them lifted up in prayer, so that God will bring those souls in. And see, it's our job to be the vessel that God uses to bring souls to the kingdom. So how can you do that? Well, you can give people Bibles. If you have an extra Bible, buy maybe a Bible, buy some books, put one in somebody's hand. You can share these broadcasts on your Facebook page, post, people putting all kind of junk on Facebook. Well, post something that's going to teach them the word of God. Share these broadcasts with your friends and loved ones on your Facebook page. Invite people to, if you have a Bible-based believing church, invite them to your church where they can learn about God. So we want to just teach others about God, evangelize to others about God. Okay, again, we're on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific for news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. Now, I've had some trouble when it comes to the technical issues and my equipment and my phone that I normally use to broadcast is not working properly the way it should, and I actually locked myself out my phone, It's just the devil has been truly, truly busy. And so, but you know what? We just going to keep trucking on and praying that God will open up those doors where I can come to you via live stream, via radio. One day I would love to be on AM/FM radio. So, you know, that's in my prayers as well. So you can just tune in on the dial and be able to listen in. So we'll just see how that comes about. All right. We have a ton of headlines. Things just are going so crazy. And it's just the times that we're living in. If you don't know that Jesus is coming back, something is wrong, because he indeed is coming back. And the headlines lets us know just how quickly his coming is. It's just quickly approaching. And so we just want to be ready for when that time does come. You know, getting our house in order, and along with our friends and family and loved ones, praying for their salvation if they are not saved as well. All right. North Korea is boosting nuclear arsenal. North Korean officials have stated their nuclear enrichment plant is now operating at full capacity. The director of North Korea's Atomic Energy Institute praised what he considered the innovations of his research teams. The scientists have worked to guarantee the reliability of the nuclear deterrent in every way by steadily improving the levels of nuclear weapons with various missions in quality and quantity. The state-run Korean Central News Agency quoted the unnamed director. Okay, so North Korea is boosting their nuclear capability. Now, the crazy thing is, we know that Kim Jong-un is mentally unstable. He is crazy. Okay, this is dangerous for, it's like giving a two-year-old a stick of dynamite. That's dangerous, okay? Kim Jong-un is insane. He has killed his family members. He's put them in an arena where they're stripped apart by tigers and lions and just craziness. And so this is a man that has no sense at all. What I mean by that, he knows what he's doing, but he might be psychotic. Something's mentally unstable about him, and to have someone with this type of nuclear power threatening, and he's always threatening the U.S. I believe I have some more headlines on that. But just recently, they were threatening the U.S. that they would nuke the U.S. He doesn't, I mean, most countries, that's not the first thing they go towards. But you know what the thing is? He doesn't care. So we have someone that is absolutely crazy in North Korea. Now, just recently, they got mad because South Korea was had anti-North Korea propaganda on their speakers, and so they were shooting at North Korea, and it was a little back and forth with that. So far, the North Koreans and the South Koreans have supposedly shook hands, made peace. Could this be an alliance against the United States in the future, where North Korea and South Korea is going to join forces, say, hey, we got ourselves in common, and therefore, because the South Korea is an ally of the United States. Now, what happens if South Korea decides that they're going to just go ahead and befriend North Korea? Could they be double agent against the United States? So that will be interesting to see if that possibly happens. 8 dead in Utah flash flood. A flash flood that washed through a town on the Utah-Arizona border has left 8 people confirmed dead and others missing. All the victims are mothers and small children who reportedly were sitting in cars watching the rushing waters. The flooding roared through the streets of Hilldale, Utah, to Colorado City, Arizona. Heavy rain started Monday night in mountains around the town, causing the water to rush into canyons and valleys. It happened like half an hour, 45 minutes, Chris Waller told CNN. Then it was just gone, and then the sun was shining again. The two vehicles that contained those who died had 16 people within them. Many were thrown from the vehicles by the force of the waters. Rescuers were forced to call off rescue efforts because of dangerous conditions overnight, but resumed work with heavy equipment during the next morning. Let's keep those families in prayer. It could have been that they were trying to see what was going to happen, and you know they could have been stalled, and who knows what took place. But 8 people lost their lives. So we want to just pray for the families that were involved. Michigan patient tests positive for plague. A Michigan resident who had been vacationing in Colorado has tested positive for the bubonic plague. The Michigan Department of Health says the unnamed resident in the state's first ever recorded case of the disease. They say it's likely to contracted the disease in Colorado because they visited an area with reported plague activity. The confirmed infection is the 14th case of the life-threatening disease this year. 3 people have died from the plague this year, 2 in Colorado and 1 in Utah. The Centers for Disease Control said that the plague has been reported almost exclusively in New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado since 1970. Only 1 infection has been confirmed to have taken place outside those states, and that was in a lab environment. Doctors say the disease is very rare. Okay, so they're saying that they think rodents that carries, I believe it was rodents that carry fleas, certain types of whatever fleas that has it. And so this is crazy because the bubonic plague, this is something that you don't want to get. This is something that you don't want to spread. I'm going to try to pull up here if I can, pull up about the bubonic plague because this was, I'm trying to see what year was the bubonic plague actually in existence. I'm gonna read this from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia says bubonic plague is one of 3 types of bacterial infection caused by Yersinia pestis. 3 to 7 days after exposure to the bacteria, flu-like symptoms develop. This includes fevers, headaches, and vomiting. Swollen and painful lymph nodes occur in the area closest to where the bacteria entered the skin. Occasionally, the swollen lymph nodes may break open. The 3 types of plague are the result of the route of infection: bubonic plague, syphilitic plague, and pneumonic plague. Bubonic plague is mainly spread by infected fleas from small animals. It may also result from exposure to the body fluids from a dead plague infected animal. Okay, so fleas from dead animals and infected. So we want to just pray for those, because the thing is, we're in the sign. These are signs of the times, the end of the age. And we definitely want to make sure that our houses are covered. It says that the plague is believed to be the cause of the Black Death that swept across Asia, Europe, and Africa in the 14th century and killed an estimated 50 million people. Okay, this is about 25 to 60% of the European population. Because the plague killed so many of the working population, wages rose due to the demand for labor. Some historians see this as a turning point in the European economic development. Okay, so they were saying that because so many people died, then they increased the wages of employers, and so it helped the economy. Now, we do have some mad scientists who are experimenting with different things, and as we know, one of the things for the New World Order is depopulation, mass depopulation. They want to reduce the world's residents, the Earth's residents, by 90%. Okay, and this is no joke. You can pull this up online. This UN agenda, this diabolical demonic agenda, wants to reduce the world's population by 90%. Now the UN is in talks right now. They're meeting. They're getting together. UN Agenda 30. Which is some plans for them to implement things by 2030, starting in January of 2016. They have a 15-year layout for things that they want to want the nations of the world to enforce in their own countries. Now, it's going to be, we've talked about UN Agenda 21. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what UN Agenda 30 has in this books. What are they really trying to do? What's next up these evil people's sleeve? Okay, so and that's, it was a bunch of evil people getting together, making plans for the whole nation, for the whole world, that is, not just the nation of the United States, the whole world. And it's this demonic, this one world government, the UN, that's what they're really trying to be, is a one world government. You got the Pope coming in to endorse this climate change and this endorsing having the immigrants, those refugees, Muslim refugees, telling countries that they need to accept them, because this is the brotherly thing to do and this is the loving thing to do. No, you do not let your house become infiltrated with snakes just because you care for the planet. Okay, if it's a snake, you keep that snake outside. You do not let that snake come into your home. So this is what's going on here. A lot of things that's straight from the devil, and people are playing into the evil minds of men. Moving on, Raytheon gets green light for $700 million NORAD contract. Raytheon Corp has declared the winner, has been declared the winner in dispute with Littleton-based Lockheed Martin Space Systems over a multi-year U.S. Air Force contract valued at $700 million. Raytheon will not take over operational support of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or otherwise known as NORAD, near Colorado Springs. The Cayenne Mountain facility was built during the Cold War to, among other things, monitor threats and assess risks against U.S. airspace from deep within the mountain. Raytheon employees will be responsible for around-the-clock support and maintenance of software systems powering the defense network. Okay, so if you don't know what this is basically Cayenne Mountain. If you haven't heard of Cayenne Mountain, this is basically a bunker that the government has made. So in the case of any type of events that were to take place, whether nuclear, whether it's EMP, they would be protected. They have it all set up where everything would go as normal for them, not for us, for them. This is their hideout. So those who are the rich, the wealthy, the elite, they will be able to go into this Cayenne Mountain. You got people that's in the United States buying bunkers underground. So in the event that there's an EMP attack, in the event that there is a nuclear war, they can go into their shelters while the rest of us die. Those who have plotted and planned these things while the rest of us is left up here to die. Now, the thing is, God knows all. God sees all. They can plan whatever bunkers they want. However, God can allow those bunkers to be buried in, caved in, where they would never see the light of day again, where they would run out of oxygen, where they think that they're safe and they feel like, oh, we're comfortable and we don't have to worry about anything. Well, God can overthrow that and allow them to be shut up in the earth where they would never be able to see the light of day again. So, you know, you have rich people that's making these plans, and you know, some people might say, oh, well, nothing happened. September the 11th, September the 13th, nothing happened. People were talking about the Shemitah and all that stuff. And one thing you have to remember, God does not work on our time clock. He works on His. You have a lot of people that were preparing, okay, we're going to be ready for just for this particular day. But then now they're going to lax. Oh, nothing happened. We don't have to worry. And that's when destruction will come. Okay, so we always need to be prepared, always never wary. We put our faith in God, but always be prepared because we don't know how things are going to roll. Moving on, anti-LGBT lawyer urges Christians to flee U.S. because Ben Carson says the election will be canceled. Remember all those times Ben Carson warned that the president, Barack Obama, would cancel the 2016 election to maintain his grip on power? Anti-LGBT attorney John Price does, and he's using the presidential candidate's wild claims to urge Christians to flee the U.S. to godly Russia. Price, a board member of the American Family Association of Indiana, who unsuccessfully ran for U.S. Senate nearly 20 years ago, told religious white broadcaster Rick Wiles that the situation was so dire that there was no point in becoming involved in politics, reported Right Wing Watch. I think we're past the point where politics is going to save America, Price said. There are a lot of people, including Ben Carson, who said this last December, who think there might not even be an election next year, that there may be a declaration from a White House that would avoid an election. So why would we want to spend hours and hours and hours and tens of thousands of dollars on an election that may not happen? Price, the author of End of America, said he understood the violent impulses of anti-government groups such as the Oath Keepers, as he said the Even Armed Revolt could not save the U.S. from liberal depravity. Quote, when we see Kim Davis sitting 6 days in a jail, but we remember murderers who get out in half an hour on bail, and we say, that's not right. It's against our beliefs. It's against God's word. When we see all these things and we really want to get upset, and we want to either go to our gun closet or do something violent or go in the streets, the problem with that is that all we are doing is feeding into the violence that scriptures say is going to happen in the end. But it doesn't solve the problem, Price said. God tells us how to solve the problem. He says, flee. There's a time to fight and there's a time to flee. And I agree. I totally agree with him on this because in the Bible, it lets us know in Revelation to, you know, come out of her, my people, talking about Babylon. It tells you to come out of Babylon. So if you are, you know, the thing is, and again, as I always quote, Revelation chapter 18 lets us know what's going to happen to Babylon, a.k.a. America. Babylon will be destroyed. Now, I can't give you a time, a date, or anything like that because the Bible does not say it. But the thing is, the Bible does say that she will be destroyed. Okay, people don't want to believe that that the United States is mysterious Babylon. They would rather say, oh, well, it's over there in the Middle East countries. And yeah, I believe Iran, if I'm correct, Iran was the previous Babylon, if I'm correct. But the thing is that no, the Bible is not talking about that Babylon. The Babylon of old had already fallen. When Jesus gave John the prophecy, that was for today's time. They're not the ones who do trading and all the having others drink of the cup of her wrath and all the things that you read in Revelation chapter 18. They're not the ones that's doing it. United States is the one where everybody come to for commerce and trading. And when you actually read Revelation 18, what country fits that description to the T? United States of America. And so many people are complacent. They don't want to say that things are going to take place in this country. Things are already taking place in this country. Just with her being arrested, Kim Davis, that lets you know where, how bad and how far from God this nation has fallen. It lets you know that our freedoms are no longer free. Where we used to have the freedom of religion, the freedom to express ourselves, whether people liked it or not, the freedom to bear arms, the freedom of the press. You know, the press is being kicked out of areas where the White House don't want them knowing. And so the thing is that we're losing our freedoms. And people don't know that that's a dangerous sign. What am I saying? When we start losing the freedoms that this country was based upon, that means we no longer have a free nation. That means that we have fallen so low that what this nation was built up on, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, all these things that we were built up on, we have lost it. That means that we have lost a part of our history. And therefore, what the future is looking like is very bleak. So the thing is, yes, he is right. Absolutely right. You need to look into possibly leaving this country and going into another country. However, never do anything without the leading of God. Okay? So allow God to lead you where he wants you to go. Will God lead you into another country? Absolutely. He's doing it every day with people he's leading and telling them to move and go into another country. And not just to go into another country just out of fear and out of flight. He's doing it for a purpose, so to win souls, of evangelism. And because he got more souls he's trying to bring into the kingdom, and he needs you. And so many people, so many Christians are so stuck on America, America, America. It's only about America. Well, there's other nations that need Jesus too. And God needs vessels that's going to be willing to go into these other countries and to preach and teach the word, the message of Jesus. And so America's going to fall. So is he right? Yes, this is a time for flight. Yeah, it's a time that you might, you know, you need to be praying and ask God, okay, God, where do I, you know, if it's where you want me to go, where do you want me to go? Don't get so stuck on the things you have here in the United States that you wind up losing your life over those material possessions that you're not going to be able to have anyway. Should there be an EMP attack? Should there be a nuclear attack? Should there be any type of foreign invasion? You're not going to have those things anyway. The very things that people are holding on to. So you might as well loosen up, let live, and allow God to guide you in the direction he wants you to go. U.S. Senate to hold new vote on Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Senate Republicans on Tuesday pushed for a final say on the Iran nuclear deal before the congressional review period expires. But Democrats were poised to stop any attempt to undercut the international accord and President Obama's win on a top foreign policy initiative. The Senate was slated to vote for a second time in a week on moving ahead on the resolution rejecting the deal. And the outcome was expected to be the same, with Democrats mustering enough votes to block the measure. Okay, so you have the Obama administration. They're trying to push this nuclear deal with Iran, and you wonder what in the world is wrong with them. What you? How do you negotiate with a country that's shouting death to you? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Who would give some weapons to someone who said, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. Why would you give them a knife? And this is what the United States is doing. They're giving weapons and money to someone who's saying, I'm going to come back and stab you. I'm going to kill you. I hate you. I mean, come on now. Who does that? And, you know, the only answer I got for that is God has turned this country over to a reprobated mind where idiots are not thinking straight. OK, they're seeing it right before their eyes and they're like, la, 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 la. Come on, people, wake up, okay? Wake up. This is not the time to be sleeping. You know what? A lot of churches are asleep. Everything's going on, and oh, we're going to get the money, and we're going to get the wealth, and we're going to get the prosperity. And yes, yes, we all want those things. However, we got to be telling the truth, okay? We got to tell people, don't get so caught up in your money and stuff that you think that nothing's going to happen. Don't get caught up in the things of the world where you might think that everything is okay. Is anything but okay? There are things that's taking place in this earth that is not okay. Signs of the time. The end of the age is here, and God is warning us, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm sounding the alarm. Boom, but you keep pressing the snooze button. Boom, you keep pressing the snooze button. God is saying, wake up. It's time to wake up. And so we need to be awake. And so many churches don't want to say anything because of their 501(c)(3)s, C3s, whatever you call it. Their tax exempt status. We can't say that. The IRS will fine us if we say that. Oh, we can't say that. We don't want to be politically incorrect. Oh, we don't want to say that because we got some people that falls into this message and we don't want to offend them. Well, how many of them going to be offended when they go to hell? They're going to be offended. So you need to offend now rather than have their souls lost. Moving on. Is Washington preparing for new military operation in Syria? Instead of ending the refugee crisis by brokering peace in Syria, U.S. President Barack Obama is staying on his war track, calling on Congress to authorize U.S. military action in Syria. American author and activist Shamas Cook remarks, while Russia has once again proposed to resume peace talks in Syria in order to bring an end to the ongoing refugee crisis, U.S. President Barack Obama is pushing hard and fast for war. Now, we have a president that seems to like to ounce governments, and U.S. has a history of doing that. Now, we could say Gaddafi, we could say Saddam, we can say Osama, we can say a lot of different things, you know. And I'm not saying that these people were Boy Scouts or anything like that. We can't even say Boy Scouts because they're polluted now too with letting the gay agenda come in. Okay, they weren't a fresh bed of roses, should I say. I'm going to just use that. Now, the thing is regardless of that, were these people democratically elected into office? Were these people actually, you know, these people that they're ousting, were they actually as bad as the U.S. said? Or is it the U.S. has a demonic agenda on their own? I say the latter. The U.S. has a demonic agenda. They want to control. Just like President Obama sent his campaign crew to Israel in order to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That wasn't in the news. That wasn't on the mainstream media. But he sent his campaign crew in order to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Democratically elected. The U.S. gets in business that is not for them to get into. If a country democratically elects who they want for president, who are we to say, no, you chose the wrong person? What if we had a country coming in here, in our country, telling us, oh, well, you chose the wrong person. So we're going to make him get out. We're going to kill him. And then we're going to put who we want up in there. And that's what the United States does. They kill who they want to kill. Ounce who they want to ounce, lie, and say, oh, it's a need. Look at this. They're killing their people. They're doing this. They're doing that. When the U.S. has been behind it the whole time, arming some of these people, these rebels with weapons and things, and making it look like, oh, they're gassing their own people. They're nuking their own people. They're doing all this to their own people. We need to come in and be their saviors. When the U.S. is the destructor. They're the ones that's terrorizing other countries. And so the thing here with Syria, Russia, you know, the United States is trying to oust Assad, and Russia is defending Assad. So this is bringing the U.S. and Russia into a really close conflict. And the thing is, America can't afford to be spread that much thin. That much thinner. They're in everybody's business. They're trying to control China with the Red Sea. They're trying to control Russia. They're trying to control Israel. They all over the place. And the thing is, no other nation does that. It's just the U.S. But the U.S. is going to fall. Why? Because of that very thing that they're doing. And that's why they're going to fall. Al-Qaeda conspiring with ISIS to launch attacks on American cities, unite against Islam's enemies. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Kawahiri has said in a series of recently released messages that although the Islamic State terror group is illegitimate and operating against his wishes, it is time for the jihadists on both sides to work together in cooperation against the West and launch attacks to the heart of the homes and cities of America. I call on all Muslims who can harm the countries of the Crusader Coalition not to hesitate. We must now focus on moving the war to the heart of the homes and cities of the Crusader West, and specifically America, al-Kahari says in one of the audio messages. We call for cooperations with Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and his brothers. He continues to push back the attack of the enemies of Islam. CNN points out that it is not clear when exactly the messages were recorded, as the al-Qaeda leader makes reference to the Taliban leader Mullah Omar without acknowledging his death, which suggests they may have produced in March or April. Okay, so, but we already know that they want the destruction of America. And it's no secret. These countries hate America. And so, therefore, it's just a matter of time before some jihad mess be happening in the streets of America. It's just a matter of time. You know, they warning and they've been warning and threatening that this is what they want, while the U.S. is, oh, let's welcome all the refugees, Europe. Let's welcome all the refugees. These same refugees are the ones that's going to be doing jihadist attacks in the land. And as you know, the funny thing is, they're letting all these Muslim refugees over here. What happened to the Christians that are being beheaded by ISIS? Who went over there to rescue them? No, who has gone over there to rescue them? But we're letting all these Muslims over here, per Obama, who's a Muslim himself. And as I have said before, if you do not know this man is a Muslim, then you must be sleeping in a crack of ice, okay? He is not a Christian, as he claimed, as he lied and said when he first took office. This is a Muslim to the core, okay? And he has done nothing but promote Islam ever since he's been in office. Now, the crazy thing is, Islam is against homosexuality. So what was that about? Well, that was about population control, UN agenda, destroying the Christian nation. It's like Balaam, what Balaam did with, if you want to destroy the Israelites, have them worship idols and get involved in sexual immorality. So this is what Obama, if you want to destroy the Christians, you turn them against each other by invoking homosexuality. And when you invoke homosexuality, then it'll turn one Christian against another Christian. It furthers our agenda. If you want to have population control, we don't have to worry about babies being born. Well, we just turn everybody gay, teach the kids that they can be gay, and therefore it controls the population because same sexes cannot reproduce. See, it's a demonic agenda that's taking place here. And so many people are falling into it. Kim Davis' office will issue marriage licenses, but without her signature, issue not settled. Kim Davis addresses the media just before the doors were opened to the Rowan County Clerk's Office in Moorhead, Kentucky, September the 14th, 2015. Davis and Kentucky clerk who refused to issue a marriage license walked out of the jail on Tuesday after a federal judge who found her in contempt said she was satisfied licenses were being issued that he was satisfied licenses was being issued in accordance with the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Okay, so but this Kim Davis, she has said that she don't want her name on it. Her signature's not going to be on it. She don't know how valid the licenses are going to be without those things. But what has been said is that the Supreme Court has no right to make a law. They're not able to make a law. Only Congress can make the laws. The U.S. Supreme Court interprets the law. But you cannot make a law. So you can't order everybody's same-sex marriages everywhere. No, you're only supposed to interpret what's already there. But the thing is that the Constitution no longer really exists for the United States of America. It's been trampled over by Obama. He's done any and everything that he should have been impeached for. And other presidents haven't been impeached for a lot less. But everything he's done, he's been able to get by with it. It makes you wonder, what is really, really going on? It seems like that this is the divine, that this is God allowing these things to happen, where the blind, they're blind, and God's allowing them to be delusioned into their evil thinking. Pastor tells students take an F to protest against Islamic indoctrine. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but a Tennessee pastor is encouraging Christian parents to take an F, to tell their children to take an F rather than for them to be indoctrinated in Islam. Now, we have what's been going on is the public schools are bringing in more doctrine about Islam into the history books and having students to write there's no God like Allah, there's no God but Allah, and the five pillars of Islam. They're bringing this into the schools, the public schools. Now, there was a big old thing about taking prayer out of schools. There was a big old thing about having a separation of church and state. Okay, if you decided that you were going to separate church and state, why in the world are you allowing Islam to come up in the school? It's supposed to be a religion, so they claim. So if Islam is being taught, why isn't Christianity being taught? You know why? Because the devil is trying to push his agenda. This is nothing but the devil. It's demonic. He's trying to turn the next generation poison against Christ. He's trying to indoctrinate them against Christ. So he's pushing it where there wasn't supposed to be any religion being taught in school. Well, he's allowing the Islam, and they're allowing Islam. You know what? No. If Christianity cannot be taught in school, then neither should Islam. And Christian parents need to stand on that. These pastors need to be telling their members this. All pastors should be telling their members, you stand up against this. If they try to teach your children Islam, tell them to take an elf because you will not be being taught the devil's religion when Christianity has been banned from all public school systems. Why are we going to learn about Muhammad and his imps and we can't learn about Jesus Christ, Savior of the world? See, this is where the church needs to be stepping up and stepping in. You got these quacks up in the pulpits, these mega quacks that won't say nothing. You need to be telling your congregations, because you got the platform to tell them to stand up against this Islamic indoctrination. We stand for Christ. We do not stand for Muhammad. We stand for Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And if you cannot stand up and say that to your congregation, then you need to sit down. These are serious times that we're living in, people. It's no time to play. It's no time to be in the gray area. It's no longer gray. You either need to be on the black or the white, but you cannot be in the gray. Jesus says that if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Choose if you're going to be hot. Choose if you're going to be cold. Choose what you're going to do. But there's no time for gray. China warns U.S. surveillance plane. Now, we know this happened again. This happened before where there was a CNN plane that went across the China Red Sea and and then the South China Sea, I'm sorry, and then they warned them 8 times to get out the airspace. And so the China is constantly building these islands where they're able to put planes and other military equipment on these islands that they're making. And it's an endangerment to those who are in the Philippines and surrounding areas. And the thing is, this is dangerous that's going on with China. China's expanding itself military wise, creating islands, man-made islands. But they don't want nobody to see. They don't want any surveillance planes flying over, which is not their airspace. Moving on. Critical warning from rogue economist Harry Dent says this is just the beginning of a nightmare scenario as Dow crashes to 6,000. The man who warned of the 2001 tech crash, the 2008 subprime financial disaster, and China's recent stock market decline years before they happened has issued a new earth-shattering statement. The Dow is set to embark on a catastrophic plunge all the way down to 6,000. Harry Dent recently explained nations are dealing with aging populations, bubbles based on debt, and the misguided but unrelenting belief of policymakers that if they only try one more monetary policy change, they can turn the economic tide. But investors are finally waking up to the fact that they are in an economic war. With it comes a whole assortment of problems, sluggish demand, falling commodity prices, and a race to devalue currencies to boost exports on the expense of everyone else. We should heed this warning. He is renowned for his astounding accuracy, having pinpointed nearly every major economic crash over the past 30 years, including the 1991 recession, Japan's lost decade, the 2001 tech crash, the bull market and housing boom of the last decade, and most recently, the impending demise of China and the fracking industry. In his latest video presentation, Dent further details the perfect storm of economic and demographic realities brewing that will likely make the next few years most of the most trying times in the U.S. economic history. Housing prices will start to fall by as much as 40% over several years. Unemployment will surge. Many state and municipal governments will be forced into default, and the federal deficit will balloon to as high as $1.5 to $2 trillion, warns Dent. He says we are approaching what he terms the greatest depression, and the coming months look bleak. The recession is not over yet. $100 trillion of the $225 trillion in loans, bonds, and stocks across the world will simply disappear. And this will happen on a worldwide scale, unleashing a tidal wave of destruction across the globe. Dent emphasizes that this is not a concern to simply shrug off and pass on to future generations. He warns the global phenomenon has already begun. Yes, we're in very, very dangerous times economically and beyond. We are in a time where people need to, I'm always warning, start preparing, buy gold, buy silver, buy precious metals, get your money out of the banks. Now, what you need to know is if you can't take over $10,000 out of your bank at one time without alerting the feds. It's crazy. They have, and they say, oh, it's because of drugs or whatever. No, you're trying to keep people money. And so it's not even safe to have money in the banks. You need to have money somewhere else, not in the banks. And they're not your Bank of America's and all of that. You need to have money somewhere else because it is coming a day when you will not be able to go to the ATM and get your money. Do you know, have you paid attention to what happened to Greece? They could not get their own money. The ATM limited them to be able to only get 67, what we consider 67 US dollars, out of the ATM on any given day. $20 was the max you can spend at the gas pump. I mean, this people are, oh, that's in other countries. Do you think America's going to keep going by as it is? Yes, the sun shines every day. The moon comes out at night. And people are fooled into thinking, oh, everything's okay. Everything is not okay. There's always a peace before the storm. A lot of times, you know, people that pass on, a lot of times family members say, oh, they look like they were getting better right before they died. And that's what's taking place with the U.S. People are like, oh, everything's going to get better. Oh, it's going to be okay. And I'm not saying don't have faith in God. What I'm talking about is the things that's going to take place in this nation because of the judgment that is upon this nation, that is on this nation. And things, oh, you know, God's, you know, he's patient. He's you know, he's long suffering. He doesn't wish for any man to be lost. But there is a judgment that's coming, people. There's a judgment. And you have to be ready for that. You can't act like it's never going to happen. It's going to happen. And we need to be ready for it. In China, a devastating choice between abortion and unemployment. Before we begin this next article, I'd like to take a pause here and tell you please to visit me on my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com on my website. You can listen to previous ministry broadcasts as well as purchase books for your entire family, which are available on Amazon. Excuse me, on Amazon.com. And you can also donate to the cause of this ministry on their website and just click on the donate button. Please follow me on Facebook under KL Rich Ministries. And also, you I do devotions on Blogspot. And you can go to those devotions, daily devotions, on Blogspot. It's it-isfinished.blogspot.com. That's it with a dash is finished with an ED .blogspot.com. Now I'm trying to get where I can have everything on my website. So I don't want you to have to go to different places for this, different places for that. So eventually I'm going to have all of this on my website. So bear with me. I'm trying to get everything going and you'll be able to view. I want to have it where you can have the latest headlines on my website. You can have access to Facebook on my website, which you can actually click on that now to follow me on Facebook. I want to have all the, the headlines and the broadcasting and all of that just in one place where you don't have to go to a website here, a website there. You just go to klrichministries.com and be able to plug it in. So I'm working on that. Bear with me. Also, all my books are available on Amazon.com. However, in the near future, I plan on where you can actually order the books directly from me, where I can give them to you at a lower price than what you would actually get from Amazon or any other place. So I'll be able to ship those books out to you directly instead of you having to order them from Amazon. All right, moving on. In China, a devastating choice between abortion and unemployment. There's a sad article where this lady, she's 41 years old. China has a one-child policy. And so a lot of times the girls are often winding up in adoption agencies or orphanages because a lot of times the Chinese, they'll keep the male so they can carry on the name. But China has a one-child policy, and if you have two, then you basically, there's consequences to the two. So a lot of women wind up having abortions. So there's an article where this 41-year-old woman, her husband is a police officer, and she's 8 months pregnant, and she may not be able to keep the baby because, I mean, 8 months, that's a... Oh, goodness. I mean, all babies are alive. Life begins at conception. But you're talking about an 8-month-old baby can actually survive outside of the womb. That's a full baby. I mean, that's an actual life. All of it's life. But can you imagine talking about an abortion at 8 months? That's murder. All of it's murder. But let's pray for this couple because they're, you know, he could lose his job because of it. And she says that if he feels like he has to, she has to get the abortion, then she'll have to do what he wants. And we just need to pray for this couple because, you know, I pray that they choose life. God respects life. God loves life. And God will intervene and help them, you know, with faith. You know, God will intervene and help them, even if he loses job. But let's pray that they choose life. Israel Prime Minister in Russia next week for Syria talks with Putin. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will travel to Russia next week for talks with President Vladimir Putin on Moscow's military support for the Damascus regime and threats facing Israel, his office say on Wednesday. Netanyahu will speak with Putin about the deployment of Russian military forces in Syria, a statement said. He will describe the threats to Israel following the military reinforcement in the Syrian arena and the supply of weapons to Hezbollah and other terrorist organization. Israel opposes Bashar Assad's regime, but has sought to avoid being dragged into the conflict in neighboring Syria. It also fears Iran could use its support for Hezbollah and other militant groups as international sanctions are gradually lifted under a July nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers, or should you say the United States of America. Lebanon's powerful Shiite movement, Hezbollah, with which Israel fought a devastating 2006 war, is a staunch ally of Assad and has sent fighters to support his forces. Putin pledged on Tuesday to continue military support for Assad after Washington sounded the alarm over an apparent military buildup by Moscow in Syria. U.S. officials said on Monday that Russia appeared to be establishing a forward air base in Syria and has sent tanks and artillery to defend it. We're having wars and rumors of wars, things that are just unprecedented taking place. But the Bible lets us know, and we're going to read in the Bible, because you have a lot of people that are behind the scenes that's creating these wars, and they think, oh, we're going to get away. We're not going to be punished. Nothing's going to happen to us. We're going to just cause a bunch of conflict and everybody else. But nothing's going to happen to us. And, whoa, you are sadly mistaken. Kentucky clerk Kim Davis suffers yet another loss in federal court. Rowan County clerk Kim Davis of Kentucky suffered another legal setback Tuesday when a federal appeals court denied her request to be exempted from a gubernatorial directive to comply with the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage. In a short order, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit noted that Davis has not demonstrated a substantial likelihood of success on her federal constitutional claim. This dispute, which is separate from Davis' legal challenge to an August court order instructing Davis to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, stems from a countersuit she filed against Governor Steve Beshear, whom she has argued is partly responsible for her present court troubles. The ruling is only procedural, but adds to a string of losses for Davis at all levels of the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court. Okay, you know what? But they're saying, oh, she's lost, but you know what? She's not a loser in heaven. God is, you know, he honors what she's done. He honors it. He recognizes it. It's not going to go unnoticed. It's not going unnoticed. The Lord sees all, and he knows what's being done. And so, therefore, you know, God is, I know God is pleased with what she's doing. She's standing up. And as I said before, she got back a lot more backbone than a lot of these quacks that's in the pulpit and calling themselves pastors and bishops. She's standing up. She's actually putting it to action. And so we want to just pray for her continued strength in the days ahead. All right, we are going to go to the Word of God, and I'm actually, I'm not sure if this recording, because what's going on, the phone I was using with regards to being able to tape and do music and everything, everything's just, the devil's just been taking my stuff one by one, attacking it. So I'm gonna, on the video version of this, you will have the music. On the audio version, if I can actually get this uploaded to Blog Talk, converting it to MP3, then we will definitely won't have the music for now until I get the other equipment that I need to suffice. But however, you know, one of my favorite songs, if I can sing right now, is "People Get Ready, Jesus is Coming to Take All His Children Home." I don't know all the words, but that's one of my favorite songs by, I believe her name, Crystal Lewis. Lord, I'm ready now. And I don't know all the words. Waiting for your return. Oh, you're coming soon. So people get ready. Jesus is coming. All right, that's enough of that. Because I don't know all the words to the song. I'm giving you a little made-up commercial. All right. Again, if you are joining on Blog Talk Radio, if I'm able to have uploaded this, tell everyone that they can call in at 347-426-3031. Again, that's 347-426-3031. We're on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. And also, join me on Sunday for just an hour of power at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, for just an hour of power. No news. We're just going over on Sundays, just the Word of God. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 10, and we're going to read that verse 1. I like the book of Proverbs. It's a book of wisdom. And as we know, God granted Solomon wisdom when he was the wisest king. Now, in the end of his life, he did some foolish things to be the wisest man. He allowed his women to take him into idolatry. But in the beginning, you know, he was wise, and God had given him wisdom beyond measure, because he didn't ask for riches. He asked for wisdom in order to rule the king behind his father, King David. So he, God gave him more than what he had even asked for. Now, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "A wise child brings joy to his father. A foolish child brings grief to a mother. Tainted wealth has no lasting value, but right living can save your life." See, a lot of people got their wealth tainted. They got it crooked. They schemed, they connived and killed and murdered. And this is what our government has done, and tainted wealth. But it says right living can save your life. The God will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. See, you know, the thing is, we are to prepare for things that's going to take place. But just like Elijah, God fed Elijah through the ravens, God will take care of his own. And so, therefore, you don't have to worry. Now, you do be wise and do prepare. You know, don't just say, "Oh, well, I'm going to just have faith," or whatever. No, God gives you common sense, okay? You do what you can. But then don't put your faith all into your own, okay? This is when you have to rely on God. It goes on, "Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace. The godly are showed with blessings. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions." And that's what's going on. You have, again, the United Nations, a group of wickedness going on and planning the demise of the masses. Okay, Obama planning the demise of Israel, has stabbed Israel straight in the back. He cannot be trusted. He is no friend of Israel. And Israel, I pray that they know that he's no friend of theirs. And so, wicked intentions. "We have happy memories of the godly, but the name of the wicked person rots away. The wise are glad to be instructed, but the babbling fools fall flat on their faces. Okay, so we want, you know, the Bible lets us know that we are to be wise, but don't be fools that fall on your face. People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crook paths will slip and fall. So you got some that's walking crook paths right now in the government, and they're gonna fall on their face. And then it's showing. When they fall, they're gonna fall so hard, it's gonna hit them like no tomorrow. Okay, so we wanna keep that in mind. We don't wanna do anything that's crooked. Anything that's not godly, okay, so you won't fall in your face. People who wink at wrong cause trouble, but a bold reproof promotes peace. So you got some leaders that's winking at wrong. I'm talking about Christian leaders. Oh, we're not going to say anything. We just give you a little wink. Don't worry about it. No, you're supposed to say what's wrong. It says, but a bold reproof promotes peace. You got people that be on Facebook, oh, you're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to say anything with regards to the president. Let me tell you something. And for all y'all who want to say anything, don't say nothing about the president. Don't listen, okay? This is not the broadcast for you. Get off my Facebook page. Get off my website. Don't listen to the broadcast, because I'm not going to listen to any of you who are out here saying, oh, well, you're not supposed to say anything against the president. Yes, we are supposed to bring out what is wrong, because if you don't say what's wrong, then people going to think it's right. Okay? The Bible says to be a watchman. So I don't care who it is. I'm going to let you know. Don't tell me what I'm not supposed to say with regards to what is going wrong in this world, in this country. That's what's wrong with this nation, because enough of us have not spoke up. Too many of us have been quiet because we don't want to say anything. We want to be politically correct. We don't want to offend anybody. Well, get offended, okay? Get offended. If you listen to this broadcast, I pray that you are offended if you've fallen into these traps. Moving on. People who wink at wrong cause trouble, but a bold reproof promotes peace. The words of the godly are a life-giving foundation. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up for all offenses. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but those lacking sense will be beaten with a rod. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites disaster. The wealth of the rich is their fortress, but the poverty of the poor is their destruction. The earnings of a godly man of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. And that's what's going on now. Squandering. Why do you have casinos in Las Vegas and prostitution and all these things? Because the wicked are squandering their money on sin. And it's not just on those things. You got people that are squandering money even if it comes to buying pornographic movies. You can squander your money on things that's not even that extreme. You got your God, your idol, and your clothes and your jewelry and your cars and your homes. You're squandering your money on sin. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. Hiding hatred makes you a liar. Slandering others makes you a fool. Too much talk leads to sin, but sensible and keep your mouth shut. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The hearts of a fool is worthless. The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. You got a lot of people right now don't have common sense. Can you say Iran deal? Lack of common sense. Okay, nothing about that deal makes any kind of sense at all, okay? The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Doing wrong is fun for a fool, but living wisely brings pleasure to the sensible. The fears of the wicked will be fulfilled. The hopes of the godly will be granted. When the storms of life come, the weak of the world away, but the godly have a lasting foundation. Is your foundation built upon the rock of Christ? If it's built on anything else, it won't last. Lazy people irritate their employers, but like vinegar to the teeth or smoke in the eyes. Fear the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked comes to nothing. The ways of the Lord is a stronghold to those with integrity, but it destroys the wicked. See, the wicked don't have no integrity. You got a lot of people that don't have integrity these days. They'll do everything, walk all over you, step all over you. In order to get where they want to go, they don't care who they have to use or abuse to get there. The godly will never be disturbed, but the wicked will be removed from the land. The mouth of the godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. The lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perverse words. And we want to make sure that our words are wise. How do we do that? We make sure that our words are coming from the word of God. Anything that's not coming from the word of God is coming from the devil. It's only two places. It's coming from God. It's coming from the devil. But if it's coming from God, it lines up with the scripture. If it's coming from the devil, it's self-theology, what you think, and it's not lined up biblically with what the word of God says. These are times, we are in the last days, and there is so much that's taking place, and we just want to make sure that we are ready for the times that are coming ahead. And some people, we're not going to have to worry about anything. And no, you don't worry, but at the same time, you be wise. And this is what God wants us to be. He wants us to be wise. Harmless as a dove, wise as serpents. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I repent of all my sins, Lord. Have mercy on me. I accept Jesus as the Son of the living God. Fill me, change me, Lord. In Jesus' name. And if you have said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. You have to repent. And then allow God to turn you. Change you. Make you anew. Find you a Bible-based believing church. Be baptized. If you have not been baptized, be baptized. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if you rather go to someone that's having a meeting where Christians meet, then that's fine too. You don't have to go to a church building. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, he is in the midst. So it doesn't have to be a formal church building. It's going to come a day when church is going to have to go on the ground. And we've got to meet in our homes. And so therefore, if you find a meetup site where there's Bible-believing Christians coming together to worship God, then that's great. God honors it. God bless you. We will be back on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. The weeks are passing by fast. We're midway in the month. These weeks are just flying by. Let you know Jesus is soon to return. God bless you. This is your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich, with It Is Finished. And I pray that your day be blessed. And I will see you again next time. God bless you.